This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when our hearts come full circle. We are wrapping up our before and after series of our spiritual growth. We've taken a before and after look at how our prayers have evolved over time, how our priorities have shifted, and today we're reflecting on when our hearts have been touched and changed for the better, which reminds me of Rahab's story. So Rahab was a prostitute who lived in Jericho. Before Joshua ultimately conquered Jericho, he sent two spies in advance, and Rahab allowed the spies to hide in her house. While the spies were there, she talked with them about their God, saying she had heard all about their God of both heaven and earth. She talked with them so passionately that it was almost as if she wanted their God to become her God too. The heart in Rahab that once inclined her to sell her body was now inclining her to open her heart and to explore what God would have for her. Rahab's heart had come full circle, and of course God knew that. A month later, Joshua returned to conquer the entire town of Jericho, and in all of the chaos, Rahab and her family were spared. When did you have a closed heart about a situation that is now open? Take a moment to celebrate your progress and let that be confirmation that God is continually working in your life. And as you do so, remember these words, "I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 11:19. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your heart come full circle.